guys, welcome back to another episode of One Love Crazy Lemons podcast. If you're new, I'm your host, India Watson. And if you're not new, welcome back. So guys, happy Sunday. I don't really think I have like a big introduction. Oh my gosh, yeah, I have told you guys, but I do start school soon. Basically, it's 12 in the morning, so it's like Monday now. But I start school in exactly a week, so. And I get my hair done this Sunday, and I get my nails done this Thursday, and I'm super excited, and my skin's been really clear. That's so good, like, oh me. But, yeah, that's, like, my preface. I'm gonna try to be as consistent as I can when school starts, because my problem is I abandon my hobbies whenever school starts, and I'm gonna try not to do that anymore. Like, I'm gonna still try to keep my daily habits in the school routine. So, yeah. But for today's episode, I honestly have been a little short-circuited on ideas, but this kind of just came to me while I was, like, cleaning up. So I was like, let me make an episode about this before I lose my train of thought. But today's episode is going to be contentment and stillness. So I'm a firm believer that everybody has, like, seasons of their life, stages in their life. Like, I genuinely believe that, you know, we walk out of one era and walk into another. We walk out of one situation, relationship, predicament, and we walk into something else. Like, doors close. And another door reopens. I don't think doors close without reasoning. I don't think, like, I think God's like, okay, well, this person, this situation, this activity, this thing has served its purpose. It's time for you to walk into something new. With me, like, going into my senior year, I have walked out of a lot of things walking out of my junior year. So, like, I was an ASB. I don't know if I ever mentioned that on my podcast, but I've been an ASB kid since I was in, I think, fourth grade. I've been like a student council kid from like fourth grade to sixth grade. Seventh and eighth grade was like a rough patch, I'm not gonna lie. And then back into my freshman year is when I was like, oh my gosh, I want to be an ASB, like, what, that's so cool. So then I applied my freshman year, got in my sophomore year, and then sophomore year that was cool. Junior year I was a junior class president, and I just kind of realized that ASB no longer fits what I need for my life or what I want for my life, or it just was a lot, and I just feel like that chapter of my life closed. Like, that was a portion of my life that's closing, and, you know, I had a lot of moments where I felt like a lot of things in my life were closing. Like, for a while, or at least the beginning of my season, I had felt like my track season, like, that was just the end of an era. Whole time I was just like mentally struggling. I feel like there's like a really good, I guess, like, there's like a what is the word? I don't want to say silver lining, but there's a difference between like trials and tribulations within a subject or within a situation, and then that just completely like closing off. Like with track, I feel like those are just like trials and tribulations I face mentally within like my extracurricular. ASB, I just feel like that was a door that just closed completely. Like that book, that page has just been torn out. And so, walking out of a lot of things, I've walked out of a lot of relationships this year, I've walked out of a lot of friendships this year, I've walked out of a lot of extracurriculars this year, I've walked into a bunch of new opportunities. While walking out of them, I've walked into a bunch of new friendships, I've strengthened a bunch of friendships. I do, however, feel like there is just this stillness in my life. Walking, like, my summer, like, I did mention this in another episode, I just never uploaded it, and I can't, this is the episode, guys, that I can't edit, but in one of my life updates, I have mentioned how the first 2 to 3 weeks of my summer were, like, atrocious. Like, they were super hard, because I had told myself, like, I was gonna focus on healing, because I realized that I have the tendency to neglect how I feel and walk away, because, no, I feel like I just got really sick of feeling my feelings. I got really sick of feeling sad. I got really sick of feeling hurt and, like, you know, thinking of why and, like, how somebody else's actions affected me and why it hurt my feelings so bad. I just got sick of, like, I just felt like it was deprecating and it was sad and it was depressing. And I was like, I'm done. I'm done feeling sad. Like, I'm just gonna suck it up and push past it. And I honestly believe by doing that, I have prolonged my healing process. So I had told myself, like, I'm going to dedicate myself to healing instead of, like, distractions. Like, so that's what I did. So those first couple of weeks of my summer were really hard. And now I feel like I'm really healed from a lot of the things that had happened. Mainly because, one, a lot of time went past, so while I was distracting myself, I was slowly healing, but I just wasn't addressing how I felt. I wasn't addressing how situations made me feel. I wasn't addressing how people were making me feel. And until I could, like, heal that, you know, I couldn't bring that into other relationships or, like, other friendships or other bonds, because I'm bringing in a lot of hurt and pain and trauma from what another person did onto somebody else. Like, I'm kind of projecting how I feel. And that's when I learned that life is just nothing but projection. Like, how one person treated me, I'm treating another person. I'm just on the giving end, and they're on the receiving end, and I'm no longer on the receiving end of that treatment. So, basically, I just learned a bunch of, like, healing techniques. Like, I just, you know, healed the pain within my heart, and I prayed about it, and I talked to God about it, and I journaled about it, and I just got through it. And now, I feel like there's this contentment. But I feel like there's this stillness and there's this contentment that, you know, I'm very satisfied, you know, like nothing major is happening in my life right now. I chill every single day. Like, I kid you not, I wake up, I read a little bit, I watch some Netflix, I watch some YouTube, I watch some podcasts, I podcast myself, I do my my summer school classes, I scroll on TikTok, I do my skincare twice a day. Like, I'm literally just chill. I don't text anybody, I don't post, I'm just chilling, like, and I feel content. There have been points in my life where I could be in this moment and I could be completely bored. I could be like, nobody's giving me attention, like, I'm bored. Like, if I'm bored, I go talk to my mom. Like, I literally go talk to my sister. Me and her, I was so bored, like, I was like, you know, before I even get into that, I feel like one of my biggest problems was I felt like I needed to have somebody to cure my boredom. I've been learning a lot of, like, self-love, self-respect, valuing myself and my time over spending that with someone who values me less than what I am. I was talking to myself in the shower with this. Like, I would never go back to a situation where I was undervalued, because it's like I've learned to really build myself up in a sense of, like, how to love myself, how to value myself, how to respect myself, because I realized, like, I was really lacking that. I was really, you know, behind in that. I was really, you know, chasing after people who, you know, gave me the biggest empty promises. Like, they promised me the world with their words, but their actions were very short of what they promised me. And I just realized, like, I deserved a lot more than that. I deserve a lot more than that. And, you know, how to put myself first and why I should be putting myself first. And this is an ongoing, like, process, you know. I'm still going through it. I'm still learning and navigating through that basis. But I'm kind of learning that I don't need a person to complete me or to keep wrapped up in my day. I don't need to have, like, a roster. I don't need to talk to 17 people a day, because then it gets boring and it gets on my nerves and it's, like, time consuming. I don't have time to be wasted, so I just choose not to engage in it. And that's kind of where that, like, stillness comes from. Like I said, I was bored today, and instead of, like, trying to go, like, re-up on something or occupy my time with something meaningless, I literally walked to my sister's room and we had, like, a little, like, makeup thing. Like, I did her makeup, I did her hair, and I was like, this is so fun. Like, this was so cute. We had, like, a little girl's time. Or, like, yesterday I was bored. I didn't feel like, I don't feel like being confined to four walls and a bed every single day, all the time, every day. So I was like, I'm gonna go to the pool, I'm gonna go swimming, and that's exactly what I did. I go on walks. Like, I find more satisfaction in trying to fill up my time with, like, my hobbies and, like, things that I might find interesting than, like, a bunch of people to give me attention. Like, I don't even find joy in that anymore. I also, too, believe, like, people who have rosters are just people who are hurting. They're people who need to heal. Like, I'm sorry. This is, like, a personal, like, this is a direct target, but I feel like if you're talking to more than one person and you can't settle down or commit with someone, it's because you're scared of, one, probably being alone, two, you're not comfortable or secure in your own company, and three, like, you probably need to heal. Like, you're probably hurting from something and you just choose to not deal with it, so you'd rather feel loved from a bunch of people to make up for the fact that you probably don't really love yourself all that much. And that's the hard truth, and I'm sorry, because somebody has to say it and I'll be the one to say it, but I think, like, having a roster is dumb, so I just stopped talking to all these people. Like, so meaningless. Like, they tell me the same thing every other day, and it's just pointless. So, it's like, learn to love yourself, learn to find contentment and joy in what's around you. I was talking to my friend. We were having a conversation, and I was just like, you know what? Like, I really appreciate you. She was giving me advice, and like, I was like, I've learned, like, right now, I'm very content with my friend group. I've been through a lot of friend groups. Like, y'all have no clue, but I've been through the ringer when it comes to the friend groups. Like, I've been friends with this group, that group, this group. And you know, it's all about finding your place and whatever, and who you're most comfortable with. And I do feel like each friend group is good for a season, good for an era, good for whatever version of you are. But I have one friend group that has just, I've been friends with through whatever era I've been in, like whatever situation I'm in, whatever kind of person I am, like wherever and however I am, like I've still been friends with this same group of people. And like I have an addition to that friend group, but I just found myself very content with those people I do talk to almost every other day, or the people I am close with. And it's like I don't even talk to some of the people I'm super close with every single day. I just feel like there's too much going on. Life is going too fast. Like I have my friends are older than me, some of them, and they're getting ready to go to college. They're doing all their like college prep or whatever, packing, whatever. My friends have like practice, they have seasons to get ready for, they have things they're doing, time they're spending with their family. Like I understand, so I don't spend my time talking to people every single day, but I'm very content that I know if I need to go talk to this person, or I feel like calling this person, or I want to go see this person, that they are there for me to, you know, speak to. And I feel like I'm really blessed to have that. Like I'm really happy to have like this secure circle around me, because for the first time in a long time, like I feel very content with what's around me. I feel very thankful for the life that I'm living right now. I obviously and genuinely do feel like yes, I can be doing more, I can be improving, I can be elevating, I can be more than what I am now, but I'm taking it one day at a time. I was on TikTok and there was this video that was like, it said something. Let me see if I can find it, but it was like how to be, I don't know, like not a better person. It was like something. But it was like, you know, one of those like swiping videos on oh, it's like how to become a people magnet. And I was just reading it, and like a lot of these core foundations, it was going by the laws of attraction and stuff. And if you guys also didn't know, I had spent a year of my life like heavily devoted in like studying the Bible and studying like theology. Like a little what is it? Theologian? I don't even know. But I had spent a year of my life like studying theology and studying like the principles and core foundations of Christianity and other, and I did start to like dive into other religions just because I felt like why limit myself in that knowledgeable aspect. And I did stop, but one thing I do realize when it comes to like a lot of these like laws of attraction and you know people's philosophy on how to be a better person often stems from like the core foundations of like biblical teachings. Just a lot of people don't necessarily realize there were like biblical teachings or things that the Bible says, or things that just a lot of other like religions also go off the baseline of, like on how to be a good person, how to have a good heart. Like that one TikTok made me like, on top of a lot of other things that have just concurred in my life, but made me realize like the necessity to dive deeper into how to be a good human, how to be a better person, not just for like myself, but literally like being a good person is only beneficial for those around you. It only contributes to the wellness of society at the end of the day, because it's like if you're spreading more good than evil, then you know there's more good than evil going on within the world. But I just feel like I am at a really good place right now, because I'm at a place where I'm willing to learn. I'm at a place where I'm not upset about being alone. Like I'm very content with my solitude. Hold on, my dad's coming home. My dad came home. Sorry guys. Had a little quick intermission. But what was I saying? Yeah, I'm very content with my solitude, with my peace, with spending quality time by myself or like with my sister. And I feel like I'm in a better space than I was like a few months ago. And I wanted to just like emphasize that there is such contentment in just being still, like having the still portion of your life. You don't always have to be doing 365 things. You don't have to be in a relationship to be happy. You don't have to be talking to 16,000 people to be happy. You don't have to, you know, be out every day. You don't have to, like, you don't have to constantly be on go. Like, you can just chill. You can relax. You can go on a walk, and like you can still have like a quality life, quality time. Like you don't have to have the biggest friend group in the world. You don't have to, like, you can just kick it with one person, two people, and still like find such contentment and joy. Like there's just such little things to be appreciative of. Especially too, like, I've been reading this book called The Art of Not Giving a F-U-C-K. I think I mentioned this in my last episode, but I might be wrong. But one thing that I'm kind of just gathering is you can't really spend too much of your time pouring energy into things that aren't as relevant or as necessary or as deserving of your energy. You know, you have to be very selective on what, who, and where your energy needs to be poured into and who it needs to be poured into. And I think that's all just really beneficial. I've been too spending like more time trying to read again. I know it's like, if you guys were back in like my early podcast days, you know that I'm a big reader. I do like reading a lot. And so I'm just trying to really tap back into like things that I like and things that make me happy and me satisfied. And you know what's crazy? I've been, like I told you guys, I've been watching like shows again. And I like, ever since I got back from school, like start, like from quarantine, like start of my sophomore year, I haven't really, like, if you guys didn't know, I'm a big anime watcher. I had stopped watching anime. I couldn't really, like, I never had time to really sit down and watch a show. I never had time to get into any show that I liked. And now I'm like, I actually get to spend time like watching a good show. I get to watch something new. Like, I'm watching Insecure right now, and it's actually kind of like funny. So I'm just having like a good time doing things that I like. There's like such contentment in my life right now. And so yeah, I just wanted to share that with you guys just so you all know that you can find and have such contentment in the stillness of your life, because I feel like in all honesty, it just preps you for the next season of whatever's to come or like whatever door is to open next, and you can be more observant of the things you learn in your solitude and the lessons you grow to learn in this time you spend alone. So I just wanted to talk about how I feel content in my stillness and the process and how I got here, and it's been a good minute coming. I don't think I've ever really sat back and, you know, thought about a lot of things and been genuinely like content. Like, you know, when you're not, I'm not sad. I'm not super duper duper overjoyed. Like, I feel just content. Like, I feel at peace. Like, I feel great. Feel good. I feel okay. Like, I feel like I have nothing to really stress and worry about right now. Like, I'm just taking it one day at a time, and I just want you all to know to take it one day at a time, because life is gonna throw obstacles at you regardless of if you want it to or not, or if they're predicted or not. Like, these obstacles are just gonna come hit you, and you just gotta be prepared for it. And in my stillness, like, I'm learning a lot of things. I'm learning a lot about myself. I'm learning how to be a better person, to make better choices, to do better things, make wiser decisions, because I have made a lot of stupid decisions within these past couple of weeks, these past couple of months, but nevertheless, that hasn't taken away from the fact that, you know, I'm always talking about being human and, you know, learning from your mistakes. Once you grow that mindset too, like, you just adapt and accept the situation for what it is, that really helps with pushing past and going forward in your stillness, is that acceptance of a situation. But I honestly just wanted to share that with you guys. I wanted to talk about it with you guys. And yeah, I love you all so much. And I will see you soon. Bye.